Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Standing by, waiting to be joined by actor Dennis Quaid.
Yes!
Man, I'm thinking about him. How old is he at this point? Probably
85?
60s, maybe? Yep, 64, 65?
I'm guessing late 50s, Ben.
Okay, maybe late 50s.
I think he's a decade older than us.
He is 64.
Okay, oh. How about that? 64.
Five more years.
You know, I was thinking back. We're standing by. We're waiting for him. He's in town playing Billy Bob's with his band this weekend. But I looked on IMDb, and they have his films best to worst. The Right Stuff, they say, is the best movie he ever made. Do you see that one?
I have not seen it all the way through. I've seen chunks of it on cable, and I know it's like 1984.
Sam Shepard, Scott Glenn, Ed Harris, and Dennis Quaid, the astronauts, the Mercury 7 astronauts, and their seat of the pants approach to the space program.
I know what I know. I know what I think is his best
movie. I'm going to guess. Traffic?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I think that's a great movie.
Postcards from the Edge, 1990.
Isn't that the Shirley MacLaine thing?
Yep. Meryl Streep, Shirley MacLaine.
Okay.
Gene Hackman.
I'm going to guess another one that's on there that I'm willing to bet you guys have not seen is Far From Heaven.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. That's the fifth best movie according to IMDb.
Yep. That's a film for art school or film school nerds.
What about The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan and her twin?
Yeah, that's six.
That was huge.
I'm going to guess in the top 10 is my own personal favorite, not necessarily the best movie, but the personal favorite of mine that he's ever been in, Breaking Away.
No.
What?
That is not in the top 10, but that was a fantastic movie.
That movie's awesome.
Is that a hockey movie?
No, it's actually a cycling movie.
Oh.
It's about a guy who pretends to be Italian in Bloomington, Indiana.
The Rookie.
The Rookie, yeah. The Big Easy is four. The Rookie is seven. In Good Company is eight. You guys remember that one?
No. Mm-hmm.
That's where his daughter is dating Topher Grace.
Oh.
And it's like working at the same company, and he actually has to go work for Topher Grace because he's running the company, but then he gets...
I remember that. I just never saw it.
Yeah. A much younger guy comes in and takes over the company, and so the struggles with that. The Long Riders, 1980.
I remember the Lawn Riders.
I remember the Lawn Wranglers. Inner Space. And Colby wants us to ask a question relative to that.
Which you can ask. What's it like to be inside Martin Short?
Are you going to ask it?
I just did.
This is the one I remember for him. We're talking about Dennis Quaid. I always thought of him as kind of a poor man's Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been great if he was on hold right now hearing that. In 1984, he was in a movie called Dreamscape.
Oh, yeah, that was Stephen King.
Okay. Oh, was it? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that. And it's a young psychic on the run from himself is recruited by a government agency experimenting with the use of dream-sharing technology and is given the inverse task of planting an idea into the mind of the U.S. president, which later became Inception.
Yep. I can't believe Enemy Mine's not on there where he got a male alien pregnant.
Yes, that is...
Louis Gossett Jr.
That's a top... that's 21.
Where is Breaking Away?
Frequency is 12. The Footloose remake in 2011 is 14.
Did they forget that he was in Breaking Away?
Suspect, 1987, with Cher is 15. Great Balls of Fire. We're talking about Dennis Quaid movies.
He was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, he was.
We're waiting for him to join us. A movie called Truth in 2015 about a newsroom. I don't know. I don't remember seeing that one.
Oh, wait. I remember the thing for that. Yeah, go ahead.
DOA, The Express, the drama based on the life of college football hero Ernie Davis, the first African-American to win the Heisman.
He was also everyone's favorite All-American.
Oh, he was in Gang Related?
Oh, Flight of the Phoenix. You ever see that one?
Tupac and Jim Belushi. I did see Flight of the Phoenix, yes. I watched a lot of bad movies. Any Given Sunday, he was in that in 1999. Yeah. Been in some sports movies. Dragonheart, 26. Smart People, 27. See, I'm looking. Everybody's All-American, 29.
They straight forgot that he was in Breaking Away.
Did you mention Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp is 32. The Day After Tomorrow is 31. Best Dennis Quaid movies of all time.
I don't understand. Do they not realize how good Breaking Away is?
Dude, they made the list before it came out. I mean, like way, way after it came out. Breaking Away was a 70s movie.
1979.
Did you guys mention G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra?
No. That is one of his movies, though. Okay. They list 52 movies, and I don't see Breaking Away.
Yeah. I think they made a mistake.
I think you like a movie
that no one else
has ever heard of.
No, dude, he's right. It's a huge pretty good movie. Yeah, yeah.
It was a really big deal.
Oh, I know. I saw it.
What?
Did you?
Breaking Away is kick ass.
But I love Daniel Stern in
kick
that
ass
movie.
Kick ass is a pretty good movie.
When KT, I guess our buddy, one of our bosses and our buddy, Tim Collins, came in and said, hey, would you guys want to have Dennis Quaid on the show? My initial thought was absolutely, because I remember him from all these movies growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But as we got closer, I started going, I don't know what to ask him.
Well, we just need to ask him why IMDb didn't have Breaking Away rated higher.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then we need to ask him about working with particular people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
Hey, how much fun did you have on the set with Martin Short? Man, how Canadian was he?
How Canadian? That's a loaded question.
Is it?
Yeah, and again, Kavanaugh wanted us to ask about Frequency. That's a pretty cool movie.
Frequency is a good movie, yeah.
The idea, an accidental cross-time radio link connects father and son across 30 years. The son tries to save his father's life, but then must fix the consequences.
You know who was on the Frequency soundtrack, guys?
Who's that?
Hot topic on our show, Garth Brooks.
Okay. That's what I liked about it.
Yep.
I want to ask him about his experience for the episode he was on of Workaholics.
Oh, what? Golly.
He was on the episode called Weed the People. He played Ted Murphy.
I think he was probably when I dumped out of that show.
Yeah.
Like the last couple seasons.
All right. We're standing by. We got him. Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, the actor we were just talking about. He's also a very talented musician who's going to be in town playing Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. It's Dennis Quaid. How you doing, Dennis?
All right, man. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks so much for taking the time. Dennis Quaid and the Sharks playing Billy Bob's tomorrow night in Fort Worth, so we're fired up about that. We were just talking about so many great movies that you've been in. Do you have one movie that stands out as your personal favorite thing you've ever been a part of?
So I always like to write stuff, because I got to learn to fly. But I tell you, we're all fired up about coming there to Billy Bob's tomorrow night.
Okay, you've played Billy Bob's before, right?
I've never played there, but I was there probably about the first week or two that it opened back. The late 70s, I saw Delbert McClinton.
All right.
Really looking forward to blowing the roof off of that place.
I bet. All right.
I did Tough Enough in the Stockyards there at Fort Worth.
The Dallas Cowboys movie?
It was about boxing, fighting. We also did, Any Given Sunday there, too.
Ah, fantastic.
But that was over in Dallas, not in Fort Worth.
Yeah, I have this right, Dennis, you're a Houstonian, is that correct?
That is correct.
So you're a Texan, damn it, so this is perfect to have you here. Now, what does Dennis Quaid and the Sharks sound like?
Well, we are a junkyard of American music.
Yeah.
But now they call it Americana.
Okay.
But we call it rock and roll and blues. A little lounge music thrown in there too, and country roots, and we just do the stuff that we loved growing up, and turned us on.
Yeah, now you guys initially were doing a bunch of cover songs, but now you guys do. Is it all original material now from now on? Every show?
Well, when we started, it was like 75% covers, 25% originals, and that's flipped. And, our record just came out November 30th, and our vinyl's coming out in next month. And finally, we've been together 19 years, and we finally made a record. Because I wanted to make a real record, we got with the assistance of T-Bone Burnett. He's another, in fact, he's from Fort Worth, too.
Yeah, he's a legend.
He helped us out. Making this record and loaned us this engineer and sort of said to do his studios, and it's been about 6 months, and this is it.
So wait, Dennis, where did you say that you guys recorded with T-Bone Burnett? Did you do that here in town?
No, we did that at Village Recording Studio at Santa Monica.
Okay.
And we got our record. It's called Out of the Box. It's on iTunes or Spotify. I get in the stores as a CD right now. And it's going to be a vinyl next month. And that's what really excites me, having a vinyl out.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Because your picture is a lot bigger than it is on the CD.
right. No doubt. So we were talking about all your movies. You have 99 credits as an actor, but I can tell, you know, you kind of switch gears real quickly to Dennis Quaid and the Sharks, and I respect it. I just noticed that, and I was...
Hey, that's all fine. You know, I tell if anybody wants to bounce to the movie stars, as long as they stay for the music, that's fine with me.
Well, I
probably know me. Well, we do guarantee everybody having a really good time. That's what we're there for. They paid their hard-earned money to come there and see us, and we want to give them a good time.
No doubt. And Dennis Quaid and the Sharks are playing at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth tomorrow night. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And,
yeah.
But do you get tired of...
We're going to have a few special guests coming on.
Oh, who's coming?
Well, I think everybody would be really excited.
Who?
Well, I don't think I can actually say it right now.
Mystery guy? Okay.
They have played many, many times. Let's just say that they're legends.
Okay. I think I know why you can't say. There's reasons you can't say based on them having
There's
other shows.
I can't right. say, both of them are legends.
Okay.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
I just guess.
So in terms of when folks are trying to talk to you about the movies and all that stuff, you're appreciative, but you're like, come on, man, this is about the music. Is that kind of the way you approach it?
Well, you know, I really don't get sensitive about all that stuff. I really don't. It's just what I do, and I appreciate being appreciated in both. And, you know, I'm not sensitive about, you know, you can only talk about this or that or dictate what it is. You know, it's just... Because most people don't know me in music, or I guess because, you know, I've been doing this for 19 years, but the last 2 years we really started to turn it on, and we made our record, and we're going out and doing lots of shows now, and we're going to be the oldest guys to make it rock and roll.
I love it. Okay.
It's the truth.
Okay, so Dennis, obviously, man, it's like if you were to walk into a bar and your music's playing, that's going to be a rush. You're going to love that. But I would imagine
that's actually happened.
Okay, and you probably dig the crap out of that, right? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I bet it shows where people are actually, I could see them out there singing to the words, you know?
Okay, but if you're at home and you're on your couch and you're flipping around and Breaking Away is on, are you going to sit there and watch, or are you going to be like, whatever?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I might sit there and watch some of it, but I don't get as excited, no. No, I mean, there's nothing like hearing your song on the radio. You know, like last month, Kenya Tucker recorded my song On My Way to Heaven that I wrote for my mother, but off the movie I Can Only Imagine. And she called up Kris Kristofferson, and he recorded it himself. And I went over to Kris Kristofferson is recording my song. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
My hero, it sounds great, you know. And, that's it's just a big thrill for me. I feel like I'm a kid all the time when it comes to music.
That's so great. We're talking to Dennis Quaid. His band, Dennis Quaid and the Sharks, is going to be at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth tomorrow night. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah.
So how much of your time is divided between acting and music at this point?
Well, you know, I used to rap night. Acting, and then I used to, you know, music was more of a side thing that I had to do. But these days, music is taking center stage, really. And I don't play the lead part so much anymore. And I can, the parts, what I do, I can come in and in 2 weeks and, like a hitman and then be out. And so I have a lot of time to devote to being, touring and stuff like that and getting out.
Well, Dennis, we want all our listeners to head over to Billy Bob's. It's tomorrow night. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And so before we let you go, if there's anybody out there that's never heard your music, what are you going to tell them to get them out to Billy Bob's tomorrow night?
Come on out. We guarantee you a good time or your money back. How's that?
Oh,
and there
boom.
Will be mayhem.
I love it.
There will be mayhem.
And special guests.
Yes, and special guests. Legends.
Hey. Wow. Fantastic, man. Thanks so much. Thanks for all the fantastic movies, and looking forward to seeing your show at Billy Bob's, man.
Well, thank you guys for listening to me today. And if you do come out to the show, come up and say hello, will you?
Absolutely,
you
it, man. Absolutely. All hey, right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Dennis
Love
Quaid.
You, dog.
Dennis Quaid and the Sharks at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth tomorrow night. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I wanted to ask him so bad about Dreamscape.
Tomorrow night.
But it's I didn't want to whip his butt with it because he was, you know, he was so fired up, excited about the music. I got the sense he wasn't crazy about talking about the movies. He could have been sitting there with this whole band too. They're like, good God.
Here we
okay.
go again.
They're talking about all your movies. Talk about their music.
It's so, called Dennis Quaid and the Sharks. If the Sharks are bitching, don't worry about them.
That's one of the special guests is Left Shark.
Oh,
we'll be there.
And then he was someone mentioned he was in Jaws 3. I'd forgotten
and
that.
I think you accidentally said sharts.
No, yes.
You did.
No, yes.
The accident part
no,
was
yes.
not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.